Hi, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
How are you?
Good.
When you look at this, well, first of all, when you look at this Patriots defense, what do you see?
Well, you know, I see a team that's had some changes. I see a team that has played different styles of defense for the seven games of the season. I see a team that has not allowed 100 yards rushing in six of the seven games. I see a very stout front, and I see a team that has certainly given up some yardage, but nevertheless has put themselves into a position where they've won five of their seven games, and the other two games were extremely close, and quite frankly, one of them could have been a win as well. So I see a good football team.
How different does this defense look when Albert Haynesworth is in there as opposed to when he's out?
Well, I think they're, as I said, they're stout across the front. They have good, solid people. They have size. They have power. And when Albert's in there, he certainly is a part of that package, and he's a difficult guy to contend with.
Some of the Patriots here have been asked about that Super Bowl a couple years ago, and a lot of them either don't want to talk about it or haven't watched it. Is it safe to say you think about it every day and watch it whenever you can?
No, that's not the case at all. I mean, we're in the moment very much, just like anybody else that's involved in this current 2011 season, and we are focused on our opponents week in and week out, and that's where all our attention goes.
When you do think about it, and I'm sure it does cross your mind, what's the memory that you take away?
I don't think about it. I haven't spent a whole lot of time thinking about that. It seems like a long time ago. I certainly was very proud of our players and very happy for our team and our franchise and our ownership, and I'll always cherish those memories. There isn't any question about that. The New England Patriots were a team that had gone through the regular season undefeated, and which is a feat that's very, very, very rare indeed, and they deserve credit for that. And so that's the extent of it for me. I'm trying to live in the moment.
What part of Eli's game has changed the most since you've started working with him?
Well, I think that he's demonstrated over the last the course of this season, with the exception of the one game with the multiple turnovers, that he really has focused on taking care of the football and making good decisions, good judgments, being prepared to throw the ball away if necessary, and not jeopardize our chances for success by having a ball that, of course, he's very confident that he could drive a ball in it, but sometimes it's just a little too tight, and I think he's really worked hard at this.
Tom, Bill Belichick was saying earlier today how much you helped him when you were a wide receivers coach and he was defensive backs coach with the Giants. In turn, how much was he able to help you when you guys worked together, and what's your relationship been like off the field?
Well, Bill and I had a very, very good working relationship, and this was one of those things where Bill was coaching the secondary, I was coaching the receivers, and we had a certain time or a part of the day in which we could work against each other, and we always had a really great attitude about helping each other, and whatever we needed, we got from the other guy, and if I was asked to demonstrate some routes, or would I, put ourselves in position where perhaps we might have some man coverage adjustments that the secondary needed to see and be able to adjust to, we were more than happy to do that. And I really do feel like the way in which we worked was something that became for our entire team became a good example for the rest of our coaches and players in terms of cooperating so that we might be the best we could be. And Bill has always been, we worked well together, as I said, and he's been a good friend and a guy that, that I've had great respect for.
Tom, with that in mind, obviously you know Bill very well. What are the trademarks that you see in a Bill Belichick coach team, and especially this particular Patriot team?
Well, I just think he does such an outstanding job of structuring and defining his team, if you will, and the way in which they play, and taking full advantage of the the exceptional talent that he has, building his team around that, and you know, just being a good, sound, solid football team, no matter how they go about their business, physical, well-coached, and well aware of the circumstances and the situations that they are presented with.
Tom, one of the constants, perhaps, from that Super Bowl team to now has been your ability to rush the passer. You seem to have had a continuity with that through the years. Why is it? Is it just a matter of personnel or scheme?
Well, it's well planned. It's well thought out, and you know, we feel like certainly we've had some outstanding defensive ends and interior players as well, who were able to provide us with flexibility and allow us to present some issues in pass protection, not only from an athletic standpoint but a scheme standpoint. So it's well thought out. It's you know, we draft for that, and we've been able to do a good job of that.
Tom, last year the Patriots were able to do a really good job forcing turnovers, forcing takeaways. This year they've struggled a little bit in that department. Is that something for you as an opposing coach that shows up on film? Is that scheme? Is that a game-to-game situation? Can you spot something like that?
Well, I'm very much aware of the fact they're plus two, regardless of how they're, you know, what you want to do in terms of describing it. I mean, it's obvious that they do a good job of like Arrington being Johnny on the spot, being in position where he's been able to take advantage of some tip balls and put his team in a position where they're, you know, they had a chance to deny the opponent a drive and then turn it around the other way. So yeah, I think everyone coaches and strives for that. There are some games, you know, it just doesn't happen. We, for example, didn't turn it over last weekend and were able to get one turnover. It was huge, but only one takeaway, and that was right at the end of the game. So,
Tom, on a team with so many weapons like the Patriots, what does the return of Kevin Faulk mean for someone who's preparing for this team?
Well, he's a veteran player. He knows their offense. He's played in it for a long time. He knows the role that he plays. I think Tom Brady relies on him and his confidence that he'll be where he wants him to be. And he can also rely on him as a pass protector. So I just think it's one more veteran player.
Tom, can you take anything from the preseason match that you had with the Patriots this year, or do you basically just start fresh and learning them?
Oh, I think you just start fresh. I mean, we didn't play our starters at all because we had played on a Monday night, and I don't think the Patriots starters played more than one series. So I just think you have plenty of tape right now, whether you like it or not. And so that's where you study.
What has Mark Herzlick been able to bring to your locker room and on the field?
Well, Mark Herzlick is a very, first and foremost, he's a tough kid and a really a guy who's a dedicated football player, loves the game, loves to be around the game, never misses a thing, hadn't missed a you know, one play of practice, hasn't missed anything. He's completely reliable. He is a guy who's very smart. You tell him one time, he's got it, and he's been a good, solid citizen here. And he's working as hard as he can as a young rookie to understand the National Football League and to continue to grow and develop.
Tom, what is Osi Umenyiora's status? His health? How's he feeling? I guess he missed practice today. And the second part of that is the depth along the defensive line that you mentioned earlier. How much does that help you if a guy like that, a star player, can't go?
Well, Osi was obviously out for quite a number of weeks early in the season. And then we got clearance, and he was all excited about having clearance to play. And matter of fact, the very first practice or week that he was ready, he just turned it on. And you know, he's an outstanding football player, adds an awful lot to our team. And when we do have OC, and we have Tuck, and we have JPP, and Dave Tolleson has given us a really big plus this year as well. When we have those kind of guys, Matthias Kiwanuka, we feel that we have some ability to be creative.
How has Victor Cruz helped you?
Victor Cruz has made some big plays. He's been a young man who's tried to learn the game, and You know, he had a very short season a year ago. He had no work in the off season. He's probably a little bit behind, but nevertheless, he's a guy who's I like to think that he's a sponge. He just learns every day, learns more and more about his position, his role, learns about coverage, learns about the way people are playing him. But he will go get the ball, and he does have a capacity to make plays.
Tom, we just had a little laugh around the speakerphone because the person who asked that question went to UMass, and you laughed as well when it was asked, if I heard you right. Why was that your initial reaction there?
Well, I think all you do is look at the tape, and you see that he's made a lot of contributions.
Anything else, guys?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, guys, thank you.